This is a postcard from one of the exhibits that was at Fountain in 2012. This is a felt leaf that came from one of
Chelsea Bruno is a young artist living in Wynwood. She's describing the elements of a recent shrine-like sculpture she made, a tribute to her favorite satellite art fair, Fountain. It's been a fixture of Wynwood since 2006.
The chain is from when I helped break down Fountain's warehouse just this past March so that the machine gun place could take it over.
The machine gun place is called Lock and Load. The vacant building on North Miami Avenue that housed Fountain for the past few years is now home to the gun range.
I was like absolutely crushed that they're not coming because like Fountain is one of the best experiences I've ever had with art, people talking about their art, people interacting with art, and some of the best art I've ever seen, hands down.
Before this year, Fountain would sign a one-month lease. They'd go in, build their exhibition, and then tear everything down after Basel. Warehouses and other spaces were vacant for so long that the arrangement worked pretty well. But Fountain co-founder John Leo says he always knew it was a slightly precarious system.
You know, the landlords tended to hold out looking for longer-term rentals. And so for us, every time we would contact them immediately after the exhibition saying, hey, we had a great time, we'd love to sign off and, you know, be able to be here next year. And they would put us off. And then we'd follow up again in the summertime, and they would say, oh, we'll call us back in August or call us in September.
After scrambling to try and find another place to house Fountain, Leo and the other founders just decided to take a year off from Miami. Fountain isn't the only fair to be skipping Wynwood this year. Seven Miami couldn't secure permits in time because they didn't get a lease until last minute. Scope has moved to the beach. And the big question is what will happen when the proposed Midtown Walmart breaks ground? Several fairs are located on or near that land. Moving even a few of them could make visitors less inclined to make the trek to Midtown.
Having four or five fairs all together creates a good destination point. Not unlike car dealers being all in the same block, right?
Eric Smith is president and owner of Spectrum Miami, one of those art fairs that's expected to be displaced by the Walmart. He told us on Skype that he sees this as a sign of more to come.
Midtown and Wynwood are back on the tracks again, and building is going to continue. So as the building continues, there will be less lots. And as the lots go away and buildings are constructed, the fairs will have to move elsewhere.
He predicts that in 10 years, there will be no satellite fairs in Midtown or Wynwood. But Marlo Courtney of Goldman Properties, a real estate giant in Wynwood, doesn't think it'll happen that quickly.
I like to look at this like this is a gentle gentrification of a neighborhood. It's not that you see big buildings coming out of the ground all over the place.
That gentle gentrification is something John Leo from Fountain is counting on.
Fountain will be back in 2014, bigger, stronger, faster, better. And, you know, we're excited at the growth of the neighborhood, and we continue to give our support to all of Miami as much as we can.
Even though Chelsea Bruno is crushed about her favorite fair not coming this year, as an artist, she's still excited about Basel.
Well, just seeing it explode into this, like, fireworks of, you know, madness, all based upon the passion of the people and the artists, it's just been an amazing thing to witness. I just hope that it goes in that right direction.
In the direction that makes it possible for fairs like Fountain to stick around for a while. In the meantime, she'll be checking out Fountain Art Fair's March show in New York. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.